If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Megan, you should be here this morning. We've been dancing and having all kinds of fun.
Sam, oh, yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It is time to bring on Megan L. Hall. You hear this music. She got, listen, I think she's the last person to get walk-on music.
Really? She's the last one?
She earned it.
Yes, she did.
She did yeoman's work for us last year and has been great this year. And as we here are getting ready for the national championship game, we say good morning to her. And we've been dancing all morning. We really have. And we had the butt earlier up here. Noel was putting stuff on there. And I was looking forward to this when we introduced you. So how have you been? And how's life in Tampa, by the way?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's hot. It's very hot. but I've been good. Exhausted, but good. It's a lot of action going on. A lot of good, you know, good things. Whole bunch of fans down here, which is awesome to see. I think they had 19,700 plus the other night for those games, and so it's been really awesome time.
Who have you turned the corner you didn't plan on bumping into, and all of a sudden you found yourself face to face looking at this particular person? You had one of those while you've been down there?
Yes. I had plenty of them, actually. I'd probably say the one that surprised me the most, I was trying to find my media seating for the South Carolina-Texas game, and I happened to stop right in front of ESPN's Holly Rowe, and she was trying to take a picture with a family, and she was like, excuse me, and she, you know, was asking, she's like, do you mind taking a picture of us? Oh. And next thing I know, I've got a phone in my hand taking, you know, a little picture for her and this adorable family. So I was like, wow, all right.
Fantastic. See, that's what happens when you go to it. But you know what, Megan? That is the Final Four experience. You know, when you go there, you meet so many people, and some you expect to see, but it's some that you are surprised to see, especially now with the enthusiasm and the bright spotlight that has been on the women's game. What is it like to see that in person?
Oh, man, it's awesome. You know, we're sitting in our seats and we're right in front of some fans. And I mean, to hear these, especially the kiddos is really probably what just tugs at my heart. These kids are screaming at the top of their lungs for, you know, these players that are on the court. And it's just so awesome. We had a bunch of, you know, legends in the building as well. Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, Lisa Leslie, Sylvia Fowles. I mean, and, you know, crowds going, you know, absolutely bananas for them. And that's just really awesome to see. It's different from watching it on TV when you know an arena is loud, but being there in person, it just kind of hits different.
You know, Megan, I was thinking about this. Sam and I alluded to it not long ago, too, that the transformation of this tournament, how women's basketball was looked upon, and not just last year and what happened, but just over the last, well, think about how long you've been covering it. And when you walk into the arena or you get into Tampa this year and you think back to where it was to where it is right now, what kind of smile pops on your face?
Probably one that shows all of my teeth. You know, it's I don't know. It's something. It's almost, I would say, almost like, you know, bone chilling, but in a good way. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable the amount of hype that comes with these players, that comes with the staff, the coaching staff. It is an A1 experience. I think, you know, this is my first ever Final Four. And just being able to be here and see that all in person is fantastic. And I jokingly told my colleagues, I was like, I'm going to need earplugs today because it's been so loud in this arena between the Gamecock fans and the UConn fans. And now they're both, you know, of course, playing each other in championship game. But yeah, I'm going to need some earplugs because I just know, you know, it's going to be super loud in that arena. And a lot of that is attributed to, you know, this growth. People are tapped in. They're buying, you know, every possible thing that they can think of. They're sewing in by buying these tickets and they're watching the games. And I think, you know, the biggest takeaway I had probably had on Friday was it was long after the game was over and there were still a couple of players, like, you know, coming around and Breonna Stewart kind of walks by, right? This is a UConn legend, WNBA legend, right? She casually walks by, I mean, trying to go undetected. But some UConn fans saw her behind, Stewie, they're just going bananas. And she's casual, hi, and like, keeps walking. And I'm like, that is greatness personified. This is someone who has four, you know, NCAA championships. And I'm like, holy cow. Like, she just walks by super casual. Like, she isn't one of the greatest to ever do it. So, you know, it's really cool.
Folks, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Megan L. Hall. She is in Tampa at the Women's Final Four. She's getting a dose of March Madness big time there as they get set for the championship game later today. And she is social. You can always find her at It's Megan L. Hall. It's Megan L. Hall. Thoughts about this matchup? They played during the regular season, and UConn just really went to town and had a big win in Columbia. But thoughts about this time around? What are you hearing and what are your observations having watched these two teams make their way to this championship game?
Yeah, I think the first thing that comes to mind is just respect. They have a lot of respect for each other. Obviously, you know, like you said, they're familiar with each other. They had this regular season matchup that was about 6 weeks ago, and Raven Johnson said it yesterday, hey, we're a different team since then. And so is UConn as well. UConn, as probably most people know by now, has been rolling. They are looking like a well-oiled machine on both ends of the ball. What they did the other night to UCLA is one of the wildest things I think I've ever seen in my entire time of calling, you know, covering basketball. They were just on fire from both ends, and a lot of it had to do with they were, you know, the attention to detail and getting to their spot and just being connected. And for the same thing for South Carolina, what they were able to do with Texas and, you know, frustrate them down the stretch, a lot of it was actually really impressive to witness in real time because South Carolina didn't start that game very well. I think Texas got up 12-4, and at that point I was like, well, South Carolina, I don't know, like, you got to pull this together, right? And then Raven Johnson unleashes this, like, bananas block on Rory Harmon, and it galvanized the team because from then on they were locked in. Threes started falling. Everything starts happening. So for South Carolina, I think, you know, a lot of people probably were a little concerned for them because they had three games in a row right before this where it was tight. It's very, very tight. And people are used to South Carolina kind of blowing out teams. So for South Carolina, you know, I think they're going to have to come and bring their A game today. because UConn is hungry. Paige Bueckers is trying to leave, you know, with a championship before the WNBA draft and before she goes to the league. And for Gino, this would be, I think, championship number 12.
Yep.
What's wild is the only other time he's been, you know, to a national championship and lost was to Don Staley.
Yep.
It's a lot on the line today.
Megan L. Hall joining Sam and Greg here. She, of course, with USA Today for the win. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Give us your thoughts on the rumor that's going around, or as a rumor or not, but Gino gets the win. He lands on 12 victories, and even doesn't, he drops the mic and walks off into the sunset. What do you think?
I do not think Gino is retiring anytime soon. And you want to know why? I think Sarah Strong will keep we'll keep him going. The way we've seen him light up about talking about his players this week has been really special. Sarah Strong is one of the most incredible freshmen I think I've ever had the pleasure of watching. She's just so calm and poised. And this is just my personal opinion, but she reminds me so much of Maya Moore on a court. It is just incredible to have that kind of just poise at, you know, 18, 19 years old. And I think, you know, when you get a generational player like that, I think Sarah Strong is definitely trending towards that. I think, you know, as a coach, you want to stick around for that. You know, I wouldn't be shocked, I will say, in Gino retiring because, you know, the man's been doing it for so long. But I think he's got, you know, some players in his wheelhouse that could keep him going for a while.
Yeah, could. And I'm going to bring up someone you just mentioned, Maya Moore, who, of course, is from our area and played her high school basketball at Collins Hill before going on to UConn and winning championships and then going to the WNBA and winning championships. That's all she did. Glad to see her get the phone call. And I was telling Greg, you know, about her, how people remember her departure from playing. And there was still more left in the tank, at least we thought. So she left us kind of wanting more. What's your outlook on her as she gets this this very special honor?
Yeah, you're right. I think everyone kind of gets those feelings again when they see Maya. They're like, come on, Maya, come lace them up again, right? Like, we'll come, we'll watch. But you know what? I think it ended in the way that she wanted it to. Mm-hmm. And now her legacy lives on, you know, for generations to come. It's been super awesome to get to see these women celebrated, getting into the Hall of Fame. I think it was a no-brainer, right? In my opinion, I was like, oh, yeah, like, this is happening regardless. I think to see her down here in Tampa, you almost, you know, you feel like a little kid again. You're like, Mommy, you know, it's just, you know, you have to kind of stop yourself because you're like, oh, my gosh, that's Maya Moore, right? And Maya is such a calm, you know, spirit. I'm like, this woman was a bucket. Like, what? Like, you'd never be able to shut me up. If I could do the things that she did on the court, you know, you'd never be able to get me to stop talking. She's so calm, so down to earth. It's really awesome to be able to see her down here with Sue and with Sylvia. Yeah, just incredible to see three greats go into the Hall of Fame at once like that. And I just think it speaks to, you know, the level of talent in the women's game has always been there. So it's kind of full circle, right? They were, you know, essentially, you know, killing it on the court before now. Now you've got these young talents as well who are also going into the WNBA, and now you're shifting right into this new era. I saw a post, I think it was yesterday, that, you know, in the last year we've had Diana Taurasi, Elena Delladonna, and Candace Parker all retired. I was like, what is even happening here?
Yeah. We're getting old. Streets,
right?
That's what's happening. We're getting old.
But
it just makes me think about that, you know, there's all these greats that are, you know, are now being celebrated. You know, of course, DT and Candace and EBD will also go into the Hall of Fame, you know, and here in the next couple of years. So it's just really awesome to see.
Awesome to see those passing through, but those who are on the way. And then those who are saying, you know what, with this NIL, I'm going to go back to college for another year while y'all get this money thing straightened out. Mm-hmm. Thoughts about that being a backstory of this tournament as well, the number of players who could go to the WNBA who's saying, you know what, I'm gonna stay in college for another year. To me, that's a story too.
Yeah, for sure. And I think what people got to realize is that, like, and I just want to dispel this off the top, because when you have your NIL money, right, like, it doesn't suddenly disappear when you go to the league, right? It just turns into an endorsement. So I think for players, like, yeah, stack your bag as much as possible, because yes, of course, you know, it's possible. It's very possible that when you go to league, you might not have as many, you know, deals and partnerships and those sorts of things, but they don't suddenly go away. So they're going to go with you. But I think it's really smart for players to decide, hey, if I'm not, maybe I'm not quite ready for, you know, the WNBA yet, I'm going to go back another year. I'm going to build my NIL bag. I think the thing there to think about is that you have a CBA coming up, the WNBA. So you're going to redo that CBA. the hope is that, you know, salaries will also increase considering there's going to be a new media deal. So, yeah, I think it's a really smart decision. If you feel like, hey, I'm not ready yet, I'm going to stay and I'm going to, you know, keep going and build up, you know, my bag. Because here's the thing, like the next couple of classes here are going to be phenomenal classes. And I apologize, guys, if you're going to hear I'm outside on a porch, and so you're hearing the lovely Tampa traffic.
She's sitting on Andy Griffith's front porch on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, no, this is. She's on the veranda.
I wanted to not wake up my colleague who's with me, so I came outside to chat with you guys. But yeah, you know, you're going to see a couple big classes here in the next couple of years. You know, obviously, if Olivia Miles comes out next year in 26, you'd get Olivia Miles, you'd get Blase right in that class. 2027. You know, you're probably going to get Hannah Hidalgo, Juju Watkins, Michaela Williams. I mean, Audie Crooks, a bunch of folks in that, you know, in that class. So, yeah, by all means, go get your bag. I'm not mad at anybody, you know, wanting to get better before getting to the league.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful.
I know it.
So she can get a little relax, enjoy Tampa a little bit, maybe hit Ybor City.
There you go.
You know, before.
She ain't going for no cigars or nothing.
No, they
got them over there.
They do. They just got to play. But after the game.
After the game.
Because it's 3:30 tip, right?
Yeah, there we go.
So she after a game, put everything down.
Get some Cuban food.
And then get over there. But I think she buried the lead.
Is it?
USA Today ain't giving her own room. She got a roommate there. we got to make a call. We got to get her another agent. USA got some pocket.
Oh my
got
gosh.
Some money. Got to get her own room.
Oh, my God.
Stepping out on the veranda. Megan, as always, thank you. We will listen, this is just tip of the iceberg.
We got the draft coming up soon.
Draft and WNBA season. So thank you, as always, when you join us, and look forward to having you back.
For sure. And, yeah, I'm happy to talk to that. And I am going to the WNBA draft, so happy to chat with you guys there, too.
There you go. Megan O'Hall. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get her another
Thank
agent.
You.
You got a nice king-size room there for her for what she's doing, everything. Please.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.